last week the Daily Mail had an article in which it said that Daniel Craig has definitely quit as James Bond. The unnamed source told them that the studio had offered him £70 million or some crazy figure like that, which he had declined. And so the studio would be looking for a new actor for the role. Okay, that was the Daily Mail. They did have a few spot-on stories about the time of Skyfall. The ones that spring to mind are Baz Bamigboy saying that Sam Mendes had been signed for Skyfall, and later also saying that Naomi Harris's character was in fact Miss Moneypenny, which were spot on, and Bamigboy got a number of things right. But since then, I don't remember the Mail getting anything like that, at least no big stories. Okay. Hours later, the BBC also had their own unnamed source and said Craig has made no decision and he's unlikely to do so for some time. Okay. And, you know, the reaction on social media was, well, pretty much hysterical. I had a number of emails and people contacting me via social media saying, how could he? Get him back, we want more, which I completely understand. I think he's a great James Bond. I'd like him to do at least one more and a bit more of a just straightforward Bond film, but you know, we don't know at the moment. And my general policy is to ignore this kind of thing in the media. It's just noise. They are looking for you to click their stories and sell advertising. Simple as that. There's very, very little journalistic integrity in many, many websites. I'm not going to say all, but many. Okay, so basically, I just wanted to set the record straight on Daniel Craig quitting as Bond. Okay. The Daily Mail story has been recycled dozens of times by other media outlets, and you know, many of them acknowledge the Daily Mail the way the internet is. Many of them haven't either. And the BBC, on the other hand, didn't get much traction. It's understandable because if you think about the clickbait value of Daniel Craig undecided, it's not particularly great compared with Daniel Craig has quit. There's no hysterical clicking by mouse or finger on your smartphone screen when you read something like that. Okay. What does surprise me is how much credence people seem to give this type of report when, you know, they have a very poor track record about many, many things. As I said before, the Daily Mail did get a number of things right about Skyfall, and it should also be said that Eon Productions denied some of the things that the Mail claimed. In particular, the two that I mentioned before, Sam Mendes being on board as director for Skyfall, and Naomi Harris playing Miss Moneypenny rather than just the Eve without any surname. As far as I can remember, both of those were denied at the time, and both turned out to be true. And if you think about it, you know, the Christoph Waltz being Blofeld more recently in Spectre, that was denied. No, he's not Blofeld. He's, I can't even remember, Oberhauser, yeah. So, who do we believe? Yeah. On one hand, the Daily Mail doesn't have much of a journalistic reputation. Many people call it the Daily Fail and refuse to even visit the website. And seriously, I know people who won't. The BBC outclasses the Mail by a mile, but, you know, this is the entertainment section, and I don't know how rigorous the standards in the entertainment section are. I think, you know, it's not going to be uniform. Okay, that said, it doesn't mean that the report by the Daily Mail is wrong, or not completely. Perhaps they don't have the story completely right, but there may be elements that are true. Okay, so what can we deduce? Personally, I'm more inclined to believe the BBC and think that Daniel Craig will make his mind up at a later date. Because at the end of the day, if he's undecided, what do you think would make him change his mind and say yes? A good script, perhaps? I think so. It's, you know, at the moment, it may be simply down to he doesn't know who's going to direct, he hasn't seen the script, and until he knows those, he's not going to commit. Okay? So, whoever writes Bond 25, if they are able to deliver a completely knockout story, then Daniel Craig could well be ready to say yes, you know, 70 million or not. On the other hand, if he's unhappy with it, then he just says no. He's already said that he may not do another. Okay, the other thing that we've seen a lot of just lately are reports about this actor and that actor are lined up to be the next James Bond. Okay, so what do we make of those? Personally, I think it's simple. Basically, I would say that Barbara Broccoli and Eon Productions would want to sound out potential replacements prior to finding themselves without the lead because Daniel Craig decides to say no. So, if they at least get some talks going with potential actors, the casting process can go into full swing if and when required. Okay? Again, I'll say, I hope Daniel Craig stays. I know some people who want him to go and are sad that he's stayed so long already. I'd like to see him do another. So, the moral of the story. Use your judgment when reading stories about Daniel Craig quitting his Bond. Use your judgment whatever you read. Try and understand what motivations the publisher or the writer may have for writing what they do, or if it's a video, or whatever video they do. So, at the moment, Daniel Craig may quit. There's also the chance he'll be back for Bond 25. And, as I alluded to before, the job of online media is to get page views to sell advertising. Often, it's not to deliver the truth. That's not always the case. There are some media outlets whose journalistic integrity is very high. But you just need to look at the state of a lot of journalism to see that isn't always the case. And, you know, people like BuzzFeed and Gawker, do you really think that they care whether their stories are true or not? Well, I'll let you make your mind up about that. And I also had an email from somebody who said to me, how the hell could Daniel Craig turn down £70 million? You know, at the end of the day, I think, you know, when you've earned a certain amount of money, and that's enough for you, you know, then you don't really need to go for any more. There comes a point when, you know, for most people probably, 100 million is the same as a billion. Okay? And because you'll never be able to spend it, the only thing you can do with it is, you know, Donald Trump-style mega deals, and most people really aren't interested in doing that. You know, and for many people, 100 million and 10 million are pretty much the same thing. They're not going to be able to get through that. I think it's easy for him to turn down that amount of money if he's not interested in doing the job. He's probably got enough, or more than enough already, so what's the point if he doesn't want to do it? He can do, you know, whatever projects he wants, you know, whether it's small indie projects or blockbuster films, but it gets him away from Bond, potentially. But, as I said at least twice before, yes, I hope he comes back. Okay, those are my thoughts on it. Let me know what you think. There is a post on the website, www.thejamesbonddossier.com, or shoot me an email, m@thejamesbonddossier.com. Okay, this is David Lee for the James Bond Dossier, and maybe we'll be having a podcast or two more frequently than at the moment. Thanks for listening.